Now, let me turn to the 19th chapter of Leviticus with you. And as we do, we are in this section that we began last time, in which we're dealing with social sins. Actually, what we have is the application of the commandments to life situations. Now, I can't think of anything more practical than this particular section. And God's law was to tell them just one thing, ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. And this was fundamental and basic to all the facets of the life of Israel. It entered into the web and woof of their daily routine, and holiness in daily life with all of its relationships was paramount in the everyday living of God's people. And by the way, that today is something that needs to be reemphasized. There are so many people that are fundamental on Sunday, but you ought to see them on Monday. They're not fundamental, they're funny and mental too. The trouble is that this thing doesn't get geared into living, and God intended it to be brought right into their lives. Now, we know today that the law could not produce the holiness it demanded. And Paul very candidly said in Romans 3:19-20, now we know that whatsoever things the law saith, it saith to them that were under the law. And by the way, that was Israel, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. And today, God, by his Holy Spirit, has provided that dynamic that is needed for Christian living. Now, will you notice these social sins and the first 8 verses, man's relationship to God, 9 and 10, man's relationship to the poor, verses 11 through 18, man's relationship to his neighbor, and then man's relationship in different life situations through the rest of the chapter. Let me read verse 1 and 2. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, say unto them, ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Again and again, God is speaking now to the nation, and he's saying to the nation, I want you to be holy because I am holy. We'll find out that he's going to amplify the Ten Commandments. It sounds like he's being rather redundant here, but he's going to emphasize that particular area in which they were weak. And the future, and for us today, the history of these people revealed God was very accurate. They were instructed to observe the Sabbath, avoid idolatry, and bring the proper offerings to God. Here's where they broke down. Now will you notice that God is asking them in their daily life, they are to be holy. We're told today, whether we eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. And if any man's in Christ today, he's a new creation, or there is a new creation. That means that we today, just more than little habits, that we are joined to the living Christ. And old things have passed away. We're no longer joined to Adam. We're no longer joined to a legal system, joined to Christ, and we're to seek to please him today. The major difference, of course, is that under the law, they were to do it on their own. Today, the Holy Spirit is given as the dynamic. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And Paul in Galatians says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The law never went as far as this. And the Spirit of God wants to bring us up to a high plane.